Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm very glad that Terry Lanier is here, folks. And by the way, it's now Dr. Terry Lanier. Terry's been a member of my brain trust for over 10 years now. And folks, you've heard me on this show talking about either the need or the desire to reinvent yourself. And I can't think of anybody that I know of who's reinvented herself more than Terry Lanier has over the last 10 years. Terry, welcome back to the show.
Thanks so much, Jim. Great to see you again.
Good to have you back. You just keep reinventing yourself. I'm so proud of you.
Well, it's the thing about entrepreneurs. We are endlessly curious, and I just try and keep exploring new avenues. I'm sure your listeners can relate to that.
They absolutely can. But, you know, when you and I first met, you were doing the solo thing, the home-based solopreneur thing, and then you made a few adjustments to that, and then you went back and got your education, increased your education. Now you have your doctorate degree in entrepreneurship from NYU. That's a pretty recent thing. And now you're a college professor.
It is. It's true. I'm currently assistant professor of entrepreneurship and strategy at Columbia College Chicago, which actually, Jim, is the largest art school for the visual performing media and communication arts in the country. And it's really terrific to be teaching entrepreneurship to all these creative young people.
Tell your boss congratulations on recognizing that he needed to get you on board over there. Let's talk about some of this, because you getting your doctorate degree, you got into the hearts and minds and psyche and motivation and the DNA of entrepreneurs, didn't you?
I did, and actually I took it back into a historic context, Jim, and I looked at how brands and food marketing really started in the United States. And I looked at three entrepreneurs in the late 1800s who took what was essentially agricultural commodities that weren't worth very much. At the time, they were horse feed, which was oats, fat, and sugar water. And through branding, they turned them into Quaker Oats, Crisco, and Coca-Cola. So a true case of entrepreneurial opportunity recognition, where they looked at these commodities and they said, wait a minute, these may be worthless, but I think that we can turn them into something. And of course, they certainly did.
You know, one of my favorite modern-day stories is the McFlurry at McDonald's. I mean,
yes.
Think about this. Somebody sweeping up Oreo crumbs at the Oreo factory, and all of a sudden, somebody looks around and says, wait a minute, we could put that in ice cream, sell it. We don't have to throw those crumbs away. Somebody will buy it if you put it on ice cream.
Right. And now no one can imagine ice cream without some kind of mix-in or some
added.
That's
exactly right. Sprinkles, I think they call it now. But anyway,
yes.
so talk to us about what you've learned about entrepreneurs.
Well, I think most of all, Jim, it's what I've continued to learn all the time, in that I myself am a small business owner, just like you, just like we were talking about how you have to be flexible, you have to go with what makes sense for you, and that you have to understand that you can go out there and create a business for the money, but you really have to have the passion behind it. And so I knew it was time for me to try something else, to explore something else, to take my understanding of entrepreneurship to a new level.
Well, and that's what you did, and how do you define an entrepreneur? This is a discussion I've had with people over the years, and I've actually had some arguments about this with people. Some people I know have what I consider to be a distorted definition of an entrepreneur. But in your opinion, what is an entrepreneur?
Well, you're right. There are a lot of definitions out there. To me, an entrepreneur is someone who takes their creativity and turns it into a self-sustaining business, career, opportunity, whatever you want to call it. So I believe that there are one-person entrepreneurs, that there are entrepreneurs on the scale of some of our largest companies, such as Google or Apple. Some people say that entrepreneurs are those who create an enterprise or a venture that affects their surroundings. So it depends on how you define surroundings. So if it affects the environment in which you're in, they say that that is an entrepreneur. Other people feel that you're an entrepreneur only if you can actually hire people. I've never really stuck to that.
No, and to me, an entrepreneur is somebody who creates something that didn't exist before. Now, which means that it could be a business that where your everything you do has already been invented, but you find a way through your service, through some wrinkle, some innovation that you create of some kind. If you create something that didn't exist before, to me, that's what an entrepreneur is. And and typically, as you know, most of the time that means you're a business owner. And typically that means you start out as a small business owner. And to me, that's all you have to do is just have the vision. You mentioned it a minute ago, the passion and the commitment and the faith in yourself to make something happen that didn't exist before. And I think for me, it's as simple as that. But you know, I know people who think that an entrepreneur is only somebody like Steve Jobs or Bill Gates or somebody like that. They think an entrepreneur is only somebody who can create lots of jobs. And I just think that's a very, frankly, I think it's an uneducated opinion. But I know some smart people who believe that. What do you think?
Well, I make the distinction, Jim, between being an entrepreneur and having an entrepreneurial mindset. And I think the latter is what we really have to focus on in the 21st century, because even though you may be working for somebody else, I think that you really have to think like an entrepreneur. Because
entrepreneurial employees is what I call them.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
You may have P&L responsibility for a segment of your business, but I think that there are really only two types of individuals out there, those who are entrepreneurs and those who think like entrepreneurs. And in the 21st century, you have to fall into one of those two camps.
And the primary difference is an entrepreneur takes risks with their capital. An entrepreneurial employee wants to take risks too. They just want to do it with your capital, Terry.
Exactly.
Terry, give us your website, please.
My new website is terrylonier.com, TerriLonier.com.
And I'm sure you don't mind just giving a little shout out to columbiacollege.edu, I guess, right?
Right, it's colum.edu, where you'll find the individuals who are writing the culture of their time.
Quick break, stay with me, I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.